Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So it's always a really big bummer when health problems force someone to stop doing what they love.
Yeah, it's truly the worst. And most of the time, you don't really have any control over it. Mm-hmm. And it's just so unfair.
Yeah, and I'm obviously thinking a lot about Bruce Willis today. I'm sure a lot of us are. His family shared the sad news that he's retiring from acting due to his recent medical diagnosis.
Yeah, this was a hard hit. It's got to be so tough for Bruce and his family. I mean, he's been in some of the most iconic movies during his career, and now he has to give it all up.
Thankfully, we'll always have Netflix. Unless they keep raising those prices, then we're going to strike.
Yeah, then we'll have absolutely nothing.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, March 31st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, like you said, Bruce Willis has given us performances in some really incredible, iconic films like The Sixth Sense, Pulp Fiction, and of course, the movie that made him a household name, non-Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Oh, you are going to get flack for that.
Bring it on. I'm a Christmas connoisseur and I'll stand by it. Mm. But now Bruce has to put all of that behind him. And we're all pretty sad to learn that Bruce has to say goodbye to acting after being diagnosed with aphasia. So Bruce's family announced the news about his diagnosis and his retirement in a statement yesterday. Both his wife, Emma, and his ex-wife, Demi Moore, shared the statement on their social media with the same photo of Bruce. It's very classic. He's wearing white bathrobe, sunglasses, and a white cloth wrapped around his head. And his daughters, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah, also shared the same photo and a statement to their social medias.
Yeah, so the statement starts by addressing Bruce's amazing supporters and then says, as a family, we wanted to share that our beloved Bruce has been experiencing some health issues and has recently been diagnosed with aphasia, which is impacting his cognitive abilities. It then goes on to say, as a result of this and with much consideration, Bruce is stepping away from the career that has meant so much to him. And the statement also talks about what a challenging time this has been for their family and stresses how much Bruce's fans mean to him. And it ends with, as Bruce always says, live it up. And together we plan to do just that.
I mean, this is, I think, anybody's biggest fear as far as their career goes, you know?
Like, right.
I know sometimes we joke about using laryngitis to get out of things, but like, what if we lost our voices? What if this happened to us? Like, we couldn't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I mean, my anxiety is already through the roof, so I don't really need other examples of how to make it even higher.
Same. So obviously this is sad news. Bruce is only 67 years old and he's still a big star with a huge fan base, but obviously it seems like the retirement was something he's being forced to do, really.
Yeah.
You know, like their statement said, aphasia is a cognitive condition. It affects your ability to speak, write, and understand language, which obviously would make acting incredibly hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So according to Johns Hopkins, who I used to smoke weed with,
Johnny Hopkins.
It was him and Sloan Kettering. We were smoking that shit every day. But not the guy I smoked weed with, the medical school. They say that aphasia is a brain disorder caused by damage to the brain. Usually it's to the language dominant side of your brain, which is usually the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be brought on by a few things like stroke, head injury, a brain tumor, an infection. And in some cases, it can lead to dementia, but the impact of aphasia can vary depending on a person's diagnosis.
Yeah, I know I'm not alone with this, but anything with the head just scares the living shit out of me.
We can't see what's going on in there.
I get a headache and I'm like,
I know. Trust me, you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah. So people living with aphasia can experience changes in their ability to communicate. They may have trouble finding words or use words out of order or will speak tersely or in short sentences. A person's condition depends on the exact portion of the brain that's being impacted, which my psychology studies have me really excited about this because it's just so fascinating. Like, you, like, little parts of the brain control so much, and just like one little tweak can make a huge difference in how you go about your life.
Now, did you find that when you Googled what is psychology or?
Wow. Does someone have aloe? That was such a sick burn. But there are treatment options for aphasia, things like speech and language therapy, but it's going to be different for everyone. Obviously, everyone's brain is different.
Yeah.
And at least right now, we don't have information in terms of Bruce's diagnosis. For good reason, we're not Bruce. So we don't know how treatable it is for him. We don't know what his course of action is going to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we are all pretty shocked to hear about his diagnosis. And obviously fans had no idea he was going through this, like, as they shouldn't.
Right.
Unless they're
stalkers.
Mm-hmm. But some people who've worked with Bruce on his latest films have noticed that he's having cognitive issues. In recent interviews with the LA Times, almost 24 people who've been on set with Bruce have expressed concern about his well-being. Apparently, one actor who traveled with him would feed him his lines through an earpiece, which is called an earwig. And apparently, he couldn't remember the lines and he needed help. Although, I think this is, you know, this happens to some actors and they don't have aphasia. They just can't remember their lines.
So. Yeah, there are some actors... And I really wish I could remember who it is. Is it Marlon Brando? Who are so lazy and such divas that they'd be like, I'm not going to learn my lines.
Right.
I'm going to have somebody stand. I think it was Marlon Brando. He had like people stand with a poster. And it's like,
that's
so.
Just,
come
that's
on.
Crazy.
You're getting paid at the time, what? Tens
Too
of
much.
Thousands of dollars. Like, come on.
And apparently most of Bruce's action scenes for his latest projects were filmed using a body double for Bruce, which I feel like new action stars today all use body doubles.
Yeah, it usually I feel like is a condition for insurance. Like they shouldn't be doing, that's why you have jackasses like Tom Cruise who make it so risky for everyone because he refuses to use one. Coming for everyone in this episode. But yeah, so Bruce, apparently there was a situation where he fired a gun that was loaded with a blank on the wrong cue on the set of his movie Hard Kill a few years back. Fortunately, no one was injured. But the incident left the cast and crew pretty shaken up, understandably.
Yeah.
And he's also had to have his line significantly shortened when he was filming Out of Death. So the director, Mike Burns, apparently wrote an email to the screenwriter in June of 2020 saying, it looks like we need to knock down Bruce's page count by about 5 pages. And said they needed to abbreviate his dialogue to make sure there were no monologues. Now, Bruce also was said to be confused on the set of the recently filmed movie White Elephant, where two crew members claimed that he said to them, I know why you're here, and I know why you're here, But why am I here?
Oh, no. So this has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I feel like it's also hard with, like, brain stuff when people get older. Because it's like, I mean, I'm obviously not Bruce's age, but I forget things.
Yeah, and, of course.
And it's hard because it's like, at what point does it become something that's concerning? And at what point is it just, we're getting older, there's a lot going on, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know what the cause of Bruce's aphasia is. Some people do suspect that it could be from injuries that he's had during his movie career. Like we said, like he's done a lot of action films, a lot of physical demands on action stars, and we've seen him in some pretty rough scenes.
Yeah, I mean, we all remember in Die Hard when he was walking on the glass and his feet just got cut up. That's all I can think about. But in 2002, he was hit in the head on the set of the action film Tears of the Sun. He ended up suing Revolution Studios over the injury. And in the lawsuit, he claimed he suffered extreme mental, physical, and emotional pain after he got struck on the forehead by a projectile. Now, the incident apparently happened during the detonation of pyrotechnics by the movie's special effects unit.
Jeez.
I mean, these are like legit mini bombs going off, which is just terrifying.
Yeah. So even though Bruce is retiring from his acting career, he does have a lot of people who support and love him, which is amazing. He's got a huge family. He's got his fans. He's got a lot of industry friends. And they've all kind of been speaking up to share their love for old Brucey boy.
Yeah, we have M. Night Shyamalan, who worked with Bruce on a ton of projects like The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, and Glass. He tweeted yesterday, writing, "All my love and respect to my big brother, Bruce Willis. I know his wonderful family is surrounding him with support and strength. He will always be that hero on that poster on my wall as a kid." And then the producer of Die Hard, as well as its sequel, Larry Gordon, told The Hollywood Reporter, "Bruce is a good friend and was fantastic to work with on the Christmas movie Die Hard. They couldn't be harder films for an actor to make and survive. He is the consummate pro and a gutsy guy." And then John Travolta, who worked with Bruce on both Pulp Fiction and Look Who's Talking, shared a photo of the two of them on his Instagram and said that Bruce once told him, "John, I just want you to know that when something good happens to you, I feel like it's happening to me." And then John added, "That's how generous a soul he is. I love you, Bruce."
That's really sweet.
Yeah, that is really sweet.
I mean, John Travolta's something, but...
I know, coming from a Scientologist, really that's sweet. Incredibly sweet.
Yeah, so, you know, it seems to be the end of Bruce's career. Maybe, we don't know. He could get speech therapy and come back with a bang. We have no idea.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask, what's your favorite Bruce Willis role?
Oh my gosh. I mean, he was so good in Friends.
I knew you were gonna say Friends. I knew it.
I mean, it was a fun, I love the backstory of that, how he was on The Whole Nine Yards with Matthew Perry, and they made a bet about how well that movie would do, and Bruce lost, so he did a guest starring role on Friends, and he was so fun in it.
I mean, he was like kind of sexy in Friends, I will say.
Yeah, yeah. His character just, it was like a whole timeline of chaos for his character, because he started a certain way, and then by the end, he was like a loose cannon, and I just loved it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I'll give you shit, but I do agree.
I mean, I was going to say, what's yours?
I mean, I don't know if this counts, but I love Look Who's Talking. He's done his best work as a baby.
I mean, most actors have, so.
True. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, "Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast."
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.